When French President Jacques Chirac learned on September 11, 2001, that terrorists had toppled the World Trade Center, smashed a fiery hole into the side of the Pentagon, and plunged a plane full of passengers into a Pennsylvania field, he broke off a tour of Brittany and rushed back to Paris. "In these terrible circumstances," he said, "all French people stand by the American people. Look, Cap, I'm all for fragging aliens, but I gotta wonder if we're doing the right thing here. I mean, Sarge said we're supposed to hold our positions at the rear of the encampment to come in as cleanup. I'm not so sure we ought to be waltzing in with guns blazing, you know what I'm saying? This whole operation has been one big cluster since the start is all, and I don't think we're gonna make things better by blowing a big hole in the wall and coming in shooting." Best known for his philosophy of reverence for life, Nobel Peace Prize winner Albert Schweitzer was a philosopher, musician, theologian, and physician. Born in Kaisersberg, Alsace-Lorraine in Germany, on January 14, 1875, Schweitzer's love and respect for all creatures was a constant theme throughout his entire life. Bell was so excited that everyone in the kingdom could hear her trumpeting her joy. Today, she would lead the king's procession through the city to his new palace. Bell thought her new uniform made her look very important, and she stood as straight as she could, snout up and tail swishing in time to the drummers practicing their marching cadence. Hi, I'm Craig Allen. Thanks for listening.